Twitter.
Bet Deluxe. Serious betting for serious punters. Download the new Bet Deluxe app today. Gamble responsibly. Call 1-800-858-858.
On SEN, the Captain's Run with Kane Corns.
Sometimes you need to shine a light on some unbelievable athletes doing extraordinary things that perhaps need a little bit more recognition. We're going to do that this morning with our next guest. He comes to us thanks to the Zero Plus Sports Beer, great tasting non-alcoholic beer. Long-form triathlete Steve McKenna. Steve, thanks for your time.
Thank you. Yeah, thanks for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Let's go back to the start from you, because you're doing crazy things at the moment, which I want to build into. I'm not sure where you find the time to do it and getting the training that is required to do what you are doing. But as a junior and as a youngster coming through, what sports were you into and how did you find yourself making your way to triathlon?
I think I was into just about every sport. It was from Ross Trevor College in South Australia. It's a big footy school, so it's compulsory. But every other sport was always being played as well. And that's probably why I was good for long course triathlon, sort of Ironman stuff, because I've battered the body for, 3 hours a day or 4 hours a day every day as a kid. So I got used to it. But yeah, running was the big one. It was always my big passion. Everyone knew that was what I actually cared about. And then, yeah, I think it just got too much at a junior competitive level after, kids burnout, that was me. And, beers and mates and chasing girls became more important, along with uni. But then I found triathlon through a broken leg playing footy, and it kind of reawoke my love for endurance. And, it just makes you realise what you actually wanted to do. If you break the leg, you're like, I'm missing the Div 1 Staffel grand final, but I actually just cared that I was missing the Caesar Bay, quit footy. And
how did the broken leg lead you to triathlon?
Just through rehab, really. I said what can I do, because I'm going crazy. It was about 2 weeks into this 14 weeks on crutches and a moon boot, and they just said you can tie your feet together and swim, and you can cycle stationary. So that's what I did. And then eventually, towards the end of that 14 weeks, went up a Norton Summit, a local climb. And the South Australian Institute of Sport, one of their coaches was there for cycling. And they ended up recruiting me after I followed one of them uphill as hard as I could, just searching for something other than sitting on my ass. And did that for a bit and realised I could cycle. Loved swimming, so thought I'll learn how to do it. Just did my first triathlon, won it. And then decided I'd stop this law marketing pursuit and put it on hold, that the studies that was. And yeah, just since then, 2015, I just chased triathlon with every bit of energy I've had.
So we'll get to that in a sec, but you gained your pro license in 2016. What does a pro license mean?
So you can get it by entering like an Ironman race or long course triathlon anywhere in the world. And if you get, I think you have to win the age group race overall, the amateur race that is, and you've got to get within 10% of the winner's time or something like that. So I think out of a pro field of 30 that day, I was about 10th place, obviously being an amateur. So anyway, that gained me the pro license in my first attempt. And then I was talent identified by the Olympic Development Squad to join them for a short course triathlon instead of long course. But I got back for a bit, learned a lot. But I do like the long stuff, so I'm back there now and trying to climb the world rankings.
So when you say long form, that's the full Ironman. So the distances that I know you can do the half as well, but what's your specialty? You like the longer one?
I like the longer stuff, but I think the half Ironman is definitely my specialty. You've got a 2K swim, 90K ride, and a half marathon. So yep. I'm at the point where it's around 10 off the bike for a half marathon. But with the full, there's a lot more experience and endurance that comes into it, and that strength that comes from a long time in the sport. So it's not my strength yet, but it probably will be.
So how did last year, I guess your job involves travelling and trying to compete internationally as much as you can. How were you affected by everything last year?
Yeah, pretty massively. I was just out of work, basically. So there was probably other people in more trouble than me because I was still working, studying, and I've still had a lot going on. I just pulled back on it all since 2015. But then a bit of racing came up around September last year, and in Australia it seems like it'll continue. So I just ended up going, you know what, I'm sick of half-assing this, and I just quit the job, pulled back on uni even more. It's the longest degree on the planet. It's a you know, a double degree that takes 5 years, but I'm in eighth year or ninth year now because I'm just doing two subjects a year. But I've pulled back even further now, and I'm winning every race. So it definitely works being a full-time athlete. It's a risk, but one that I'm willing to lose. So, yeah.
Well, you almost have to. So Steve McKenna is a long-form triathlete. How many hours are you training per week?
So if we're getting into an Ironman build, it would be about 30 hours a week. And, yeah, so it was getting tough working around 15 or 20 hours, and coaching a few athletes, studying law marketing, attempting to have a social life at least for 2 hours a week. But, yeah, you just don't sleep.
And I guess dealing with injuries as well and rehab and all of that, and you've got the latest one. What is it, a stress fracture in your toe?
No, I did a half Ironman probably 6 weeks ago, and I broke my toe coming out of the water. But it was a bit awkwardly broken, so the ligament on the bone that snapped off had a ligament attached to it, so it was also dislodged or whatever you want to call it. I ended up finishing the run. I think I placed third in that race, but crossed the line and the blood kind of, you know, rushed to the toe finally. And then I realized something was wrong. So I've been in a moon boot for the last 5 weeks with a pin holding like the bone and ligament together. So yeah, that's what I've been doing, and I've gone a bit crazy, but luckily I had a good run of wins and podiums recently. So I'm not too stressed about, financially, but it's just been a mental battle. You know, we're addicted to training. So
yes, you're mad. 30 hours a week. So what's the long goal for you? Where do you need to get to, and what are you destined and determined to achieve?
I'm pretty set on trying to take it as far as I can in terms of being the world champ or anything close to that. So I'm a bit full on with how dedicated I get during, you know, a build towards a race, and that's probably, you know, people say they're dedicated, but I think it shows if you're winning races that you're probably the maddest. I think the blowouts that I have every now and then are just what I need with mates to keep me focused, and then now alcohol free beer is an option, so that's helping a lot.
Yeah. Well, absolutely. Yeah. It is. I'm on it as well. Magnificent for recovery, the Zero Plus Sports beer. Mate, you're a madman. You're a freak. You've run an hour 10 for a half marathon after riding for 90 kilometres. Like, my personal best in a half marathon is 1:12. So you would smash me after 90 k's on the bike. You're a freak. I appreciate your story and your time, and good luck with everything on the as we go on. We'll catch up with you, mate.
Sounds good. Thanks for the interview.
Steve McKenna is a long-form triathlete. They're built differently. They're wired differently. They're crazy, but they are drinking.